Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back live on G&D on a field trip Friday. What are you doing to protect your family's assets? The exclusive sponsor of our show is the law firm Condori & Murad. They'll help you to draft your last will and testament or set up a living trust. They can even put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. They are the sponsors of the program. They make it all possible. Good guys. In fact, we went out to Kansas City with them.
That's right.
Saw the Commanders lose 28-7 at Arrowhead Stadium. That part wasn't as fun, but the experience at the stadium and at the Airbnb was great.
Was really great.
And we're going out to Minneapolis with them next month. Less than 1 month from now, in fact, when the Commanders are playing at the Vikings. One of the few stadiums I haven't been to and considered maybe the best in the National Football League, the Vikings home in Minnesota.
Didn't the new architectural firm do that one as well, that Washington is using? And Darius is giving me the thumbs up. I think they did.
That and SoFi.
Yeah, so I'll be curious to see it, yeah.
But it's not a coincidence that that's who they hired because everybody sees that stadium and goes, this is what stadiums should be like. So we'll have to do some scouting of our own, see what we like, see what we don't like at the new facility. We're live today at Pupatella Pizza. This is our favorite spot to do shows from. We're in Chantilly. They've got locations all over the DMV and throughout Virginia. But today we're out here hanging out off of Route 50 in Chantilly at Pupatella Pizza. Come on out and enjoy some pizza, some appetizers, and have some fun.
This place is outstanding. It's awesome. Every one of them is, all the Pupatella locations. I've over-talked about this, but we had our flag football team party at the Fairfax location. Just so accommodating, so perfect. Food's always awesome. Hospitality's great. They know what they're about, man. It is a really, really cool place.
Let's get to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and talk to our buddy Toby Altizer, who's over in Madrid. So I don't know if this is going to be like one of those interviews on Good Morning America where there's like a four-second delay and we have to wait for Toby.
You're like the wartime correspondent. You're absolutely right, Grant and Danny. It is loud here. It's terrifying.
Toby, what's going on in Madrid, man? How are you?
Dude, it's awesome. You guys are just around the corner from my house, and yet I'm halfway around the world. So it's a, it's a great vibe out here. I love it.
No, it's perfect, and it's perfect at Pupatella, too. You're missing a good party. Dad got to come out here and eat a bunch of pizza because you're not here, so he thanks you in advance. But I want to get into Madrid. So right now it's 9:05 p.m. over there, right?
Yes, and it is popping.
What's the future like? I want to know. So, like,
what happens?
What's going to happen in the next 6 hours?
Well, so I'm actually headed out to meet some fellow Commanders fans, and then probably going to go to a market and grab some food because it doesn't close until midnight, and then probably get back to the old hotel around 12:30 or 1 and then go to sleep and get ready to do it all over again tomorrow. But this place is crazy because I went to the same market last night, and I was walking back at 10:30, 11, and the restaurants were full. You couldn't find a spot to sit. Yep. I don't get it. It's crazy,
so,
but I love it.
I was going to ask, like, culturally speaking, I know that's one of the big differences over in Europe and there specifically is that they eat dinner later. Like, what are some of the things you've noticed in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, you can walk around in the early afternoon at like a normal time that you'd expect it to be buzzing, and there's going to be people. But then you got 4 or 5 hours later at 9, 10 o'clock at night, like I am right now, and it's like it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday. Like, it's absolutely wild to see how many people are out and about. And it doesn't matter that it's a Friday. I mean, like I said, yesterday, people are out drinking and eating just a normal dinner at 11 o'clock at night. It's just, it's really cool. I like the vibe of this city. People have told me it's a lot like New York in that sense. I've never really spent a ton of time in New York, but I can imagine from what I've seen here, it is basically the same as New York in a lot of ways.
Tobes, have you like kind of adopted it? In other words, like for me, when I was in Spain, I was like, I'll try it one night. And I was a young person. I was like you. But I was like, I could do it maybe once. But they do it every day. Where, to your point, it's like there's kind of a weird afternoon shutdown time where no one's around, siesta. And if you want dinner, and I'm like, I remember making a dinner reservation at like 8:15, and we were the only people in the restaurant at that point. And that's just like as late as I could wait, just because it's a nighttime lifestyle. Have you like adopted it over the week that you've been there?
Trying my best, but still not being successful. Like, we had dinner today around 6:30, so obviously not working in that sense. But, I mean, some of the restaurants we've wanted to try don't even open their doors until 7:30 or 8, which is just wild to me, but it's normal over here. So, yeah, I'm trying my best to adapt to the culture. That's why I'm out wandering around at 9 o'clock at night. But it is I love it. It's a great vibe. I didn't know what to expect. But I absolutely love it.
Toby Altizer, live from Madrid. Odyssey kind enough to send him over to be our correspondent.
That's right.
For the event.
They
and
spared
to cover,
some expense.
Yes, the football game. Toby, what have you eaten? What'd you have for dinner today? Let's start with that a couple hours ago. And then what have you eaten that you've enjoyed so far on the journey?
Well, so we doubled up on Italian because we had Italian last night at a place called Oven, somewhere off the Grand Via. That was really, really good. I had some sort of linguine that was their specialty, and it was fantastic. Had some shrimp in it. Had a little bit of a spice to it. That was fantastic. I doubled up with the pasta tonight. Went with carbonara of sorts, and it had some of the Iberian ham, some mushrooms. It was a different type of noodle. I don't remember exactly, but that was fantastic. Had some churros and chocolate earlier today from the famous place that opened in 1894. Can't remember the name of that one. But, yeah, it's fantastic. Just food everywhere, anything you could possibly want. I mean, there's McDonald's and Burger King. I sent you guys a picture last night that there's a Taco Bell open at 1 in the morning.
El
you can
Taco
get anything
Bell, yeah.
you want over here.
That's amazing, dude. All right, let's get our buddy Toby Altizer with us from Madrid. What do we know about the fans? Talking about, like, the local fans. How into it are they? Do they care? I don't mean, like, the Washington fans who made the trip. We'll get to them in a second. They're maniacs and they're awesome. But, I mean, like, locally, how's it being embraced? Is it, like, this invasion? Is it a novelty or are people into it?
I think they're kind of – they don't know what's going on.
Like, yep.
They see all these people walking around in jerseys. And I would say, from what I've seen, there's been a lot more Dolphins fans I've seen today. But I'd say it's still a 3-1 – 4-1 Washington to Miami ratio. But, you know, I talked to the guy as we were checking out at the stadium of the NFL shop, and he's like, yeah, I watched the Super Bowl last year, but I'm not really a fan. I know who Mahomes is. And so, like, they know a little bit of what's going on, but I don't think it's, you know, suddenly going to take over the country. But I do think there's a growing, like, people are starting to embrace it a little bit more than, oh, yeah, that's a stupid American game.
How much English versus Spanish are you speaking with people that are like helping you out? And also, what is your level of Spanish, and were you more confident in it before you got over there?
Yeah, my level of Spanish is horrendous. I just got recognized by a Washington fan, by the way, that I was on with you guys.
Hey, attaboy.
Oh, sorry about it.
Correspondent.
International.
That's why we sent him over there.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's my Spanish is not good. I should have paid a little bit more attention in Spanish class. That's pretty obvious, but you know, I can say gracias. I can do that. I can say sí. I can somewhat know what's going on with the numbers, but not very good. But actually, I mean, on the main drag, you could get around here without knowing any Spanish for the most part. And you can find a way to make it work with people. I was pleasantly surprised because I've traveled abroad a decent bit, but all to English-speaking countries, and this is obviously not one, and I haven't had much of an issue, I wouldn't feel like.
So, like, when you go to a restaurant, everything's done in English at the restaurant?
Some of them have both. I mean, generally, that's kind of how you can tell whether it's a touristy trap or not. You know, if it's got English on the menu, then it's probably a little more touristy, and we're staying on the Gran Via, and that's kind of their main Times Square-like drag.
Okay.
And basically any restaurant you go there is going to have a secondary little subtitle or something beneath it with full English. So, but you can get around, and, you know, I think because this is a touristy place, people come visit. A lot of people obviously from the States, that you can kind of correspond and figure out common ground when trying to figure out exactly what you're trying to say, even though you might not understand word for word what's going on.
Boots on the ground, Toby Altizer in Madrid, joining us from Spain, getting ready for the Commanders and the Dolphins. He'll be at the game. You're locked into Grant and Danny. We're live today at Pupatella Pizza off Route 50 right here in Chantilly. So come on by and kick it with us. We'll be here until 6:30. Toby, you mentioned that there are a lot more Commanders fans there than Dolphins fans. What is the number of Commanders fans looking like? Because it's been stunning to me on social media to see just how many people made this trip.
Yeah, there are so many Commanders fans. I mean, you can't walk down any street and not run into at least one person in burgundy and gold. And generally, you know, you're going to point at each other, say what's up. It's crazy to see the amount of people. I mean, the market that is one of the famous ones here, I think it's called Mercado de San Miguel or whatever, is what we went to last night. And I ran into Tailgate Ted. I know Rally Captain had some guys over there, and so many Washington fans were there. And it wasn't even something that was a planned meetup. It was just people out and about and walking down the street anywhere. You go on a tour or whatever, you're going to run into people that are here for the game. And it's incredible to see. I've seen more Dolphins people today than I had the previous couple of days, but Commanders fans still outnumber them by a significant margin.
So within that, Toby, kind of subsection here, what's the vibe like? Is it sort of, we're here to see the city have an awesome time and there's also a game? Or, like, is there excitement about the game? It's something that is, I'm actually really curious about, because if you're making that kind of trip, there's a great chance you're a diehard fan that cares a lot, right? Or maybe you just pick the destination and then kind of the culmination is, oh, yeah, there's also a football game. But what's the vibe like among Washington fans about this one?
You know, it's kind of funny. So I had a buddy ask me in my fantasy football group chat a couple days ago, was it a good thing or a bad thing that Washington went to the NFC Championship game last year? And I was like, well, it was great for the fans. And the reason I bring that up, Danny, it feels like a family reunion over here. Like, it's just people that you haven't seen in a long time. Like, oh, what's up? And people that you haven't corresponded with, but you have a common connection. That's kind of the vibe I get. They're excited about the game and excited to go to the stadium, but it's almost like a family reunion of sorts where people that haven't gotten together in a long time and embraced this love of the team are back at it again. And so it's kind of been a cool vibe that even with the injury concerns and everything going on with the team and Jaden not playing and the record not being good, there's still an excitement and a buzz because they're in a new city, but everybody's just excited to see fellow Burgundy and Gold fans out here. So I think the vibe has been awesome and almost like that of a family reunion.
What did Toby end up buying at the team store?
Well, first of all, I want you guys to give guesses on how much. We'll go euros because that's how it was divvied out. How much do you think I spent there?
All right, I need a conversion.
So it's about $1.20. So 1 euro is $1.20, give or take. It fluctuates all the time, but bear with me.
Okay, so that means 250 American dollars or about 300 euros.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say he spent 300 euros at the store.
I think he went north of that. I think Toby spent over 325. 325 is my guess.
Yeah, we were thrilled when we looked down at the receipt, and it was under 500 by a slim margin.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
The Toby 500.
What'd you get, Tokes?
I got everything imaginable. Every sweatshirt you could think of that says Madrid, every single Commander's thing that said Madrid, a helmet, a scarf, everything imaginable, because it's just such a cool experience over here. So literally everything in the store that had Washington on it that was for men basically is in my possession now.
So before you left, there was a little bit of you last week, and maybe it was just after their last game, and you didn't actually feel this way before you got on the plane, but a little bit of you was like, ah, this is going to stink. I can't believe the season went off the rails. I was so excited about this. I mean, I'd imagine all those inhibitions have been thrown to the wind, right? Like, this is still the trip of a lifetime.
Yeah, it's been really, really cool. And honestly, the family reunion thing kind of applies to me as well. And that, you know, growing up, this is the most alive I've seen this fan base. And to be in a different city that I've never been to before and that I know no one, and yet it feels like I know hundreds of people, it's been a cool experience to be able to see so many like-minded fans that I'd never been able to interact with in my 27 years of life, because there were so many fans that just didn't cheer for the team really anymore. So it's kind of been even that way for me. So the game on Sunday, I can't wait for, and I'm excited to see the inside of the stadium and do all that stuff. But everything else has been the highlight, and whatever happens on Sunday happens, but it's been a blast regardless. And yeah, I mean, coming out here, it was like, oh man, they're 3-7. They're playing a terrible Dolphins team. But now I don't really care about any of that. It's going to be a fun experience to watch the game, but that's kind of secondary to everything else.
All right, Tobes, you are there, as Grant said, boots on the ground, Odyssey, who spared some expense in getting over there, but you are there nonetheless representing the company. Give us your prediction.
Yeah, I think probably just being around all the fans has maybe swayed my opinion a little bit, but I think that this might be a perfect storm of everything for Washington in terms of they're outside the country, so there's a little less noise. The Dolphins are up and down, and they had a good week last week, so you're banking on them maybe coming back down to earth. I think Washington wins this one. I think it'll be close. I think it'll be a fun game, but sometimes these European games can get a little bit ugly, kicking off at an odd time slot. But let's go with Washington winning this one. Let's go 24-21 Washington.
How about that? Are those sweatshirts talking, or is that really you, Toby?
I think it might be 25% sweatshirt, 75% Toby, I think.
Dude, you're hammered on jamon and pescado pequeño, I'm telling
That's
you.
Right. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you checking in, and can't wait to hear more about the trip next week when you get back.
Absolutely, guys. Enjoy Pupatella.
There you
brother.
Go. There's Toby Altizer, who the company sent over to Madrid, boots on the ground, yeah, to make sure that we had a correspondent on site for this huge week.
We were surprised they did it, to be frank with you.
Stunned.
And when Toby, who was going to take advantage of all the company was like, we'll send you over there, we'll pay for a hotel, flight, right, everything. He goes, no, I'm going to pay my own way. I'm going to do it myself. He right. turned it down. I mean, that's the kind of soldier he is.
Leadership. Culture.
That's why yesterday.
Brotherhood.
Ding. It wasn't yesterday. It was the day before. That's why I gave Toby 10 Odyssey points on Tuesday.
Oh, did you?
What's the maximum number of Odyssey points you can give somebody?
Don't know.
10. Who got the maximum? Toby did.
Sounds like Toby did.
You know who didn't get the maximum? Ryan Clary didn't. Okay? Ryan Clary got 2. I like Ryan, but he got 2 points.
Ryan's deserving of 10.
He got 2. Toby got 10. Is Ryan abroad on his own dime going to Madrid to watch the game and buying hundreds of euros worth of sweatshirts? No.
By the way, I knew he was going to spend so much money. I just didn't want to throw him under the bus. I'll bet you he bought – I mean, he walked out of there with like 6 bags.
Everything.
He looked like a mom on Black Friday leaving, KB Toys or whatever. Like, he just had bags hitting his legs and falling onto the parking lot ground.
Sore shoulders, grip right. strength failing, just holding it all.
Vic made a really good point.
Uh-huh.
He texted me. He said he would think that the non-NFL fans in Madrid – might just latch on and go for Washington in this game and be Commanders fans because of the team colors, which are very closely resembling the flag, which I looked up, which is comparable to burgundy and gold. So maybe if you're just a random person, like imagine another sport you're not familiar with, 2 teams you don't really know. People are over there wearing gear, but it's the same colors as the American flag or something. You're like
I'm going to decide which one I like. It's the one that's close to the uni I've already got, right?
I was also surprised to hear, I think it was John Keim, that I was hearing talk about this, but somebody made the reference that essentially a local told them, they were asking about like Jaden Daniels, and they're like, listen, man, no disrespect to Jaden or anybody else. We don't know any of your players.
Right.
And he's like, well, have you heard of Tom Brady? And they're like, yeah, because that's the guy married to Giselle. And he's like, well, not anymore. But like that's how they knew Tom Brady.
Yeah.
That's how far behind Giselle's football husband. Is. So shtick aside, that's why the NFL is doing this.
Of course, yeah.
Basketball, huge there. soccer, huge there. But football, they don't know who Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes are, and they know of Tom Brady because he was married at one point to Giselle Bundchen. That's kind of the extent of the whole thing. So the NFL has a long way to go in terms of its international, but this is the next frontier.
Yeah.
The fight has moved on to Madrid
to
rip away sports fandom and pixels from the other games.
They've already got all the drills going for all the minds in North America. You know what I mean? It's Billy Bob Thornton and Landman going, I'm gonna tap that vine, damn it. We're gonna find ourselves some more oil. Like, we're doing that. They're now, this is the next frontier where there's no veins tapped. They're setting up oil rigs right now.
I always say in the States where they own a day of the week, they've taken Sunday away from the church, basically. There's still money to be had here, but you're emptying out piggy banks like the one in my kid's room, mm-hmm. or you're kind of looking for change under a couch cushion. There are troves of money in other places.
Yeah, you can only go up so much elsewhere where you're like, or here where it's like, it's now $89.99 to stream it instead of $79.99 to stream it. There's a little bit more, but not that much. Oh, over there, it's wide open.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. You're listening to The Fan. What would a win mean for the discourse about the Commanders in town? How much would things change during the bye week? And then what would a loss mean? Let's get to that next, live from Pupatella Pizza in Chantilly. Come on out and hang with us on The Fan.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you are in the Chantilly area, somewhere near Route 50, come on by Pupatella Pizza today. That's where we're hanging out until 6:30 for another 3 hours. Happy hour, dinner time with the family. My crew just came through here, pummeled some pizza, and kept it moving.
They were hitting Uncle Danny hard.
Yeah, there was a lot happening.
Yeah,
there.
Just during the commercial break.
I just saw you getting swatted. There was an open hand slap to the back, only about 122 times.
What did the 5 fingers say to the face? And that was a lot of it.
Yeah, you wore that one.
Yep, I'm a dad, man. It's part of what you do. It's why you lift all them weights.
What does a win mean? What does a loss mean? And we're not at a point to even have this conversation from a season standpoint, a playoff standpoint. That's how we used to do this, by the way.
Yeah.
We would sit there and look at the standings, and we go, all right, if you win, then
you're a game up on this.
Yeah, you're in a pretty good spot, and you're two within the – No. This is now discourse. This is now vibes. This is how it feels. How do you feel about the staff and about the roster? Mm-hmm. So that's where we are. 3-7 Washington, 3-7 Miami. Sunday at 9:30 a.m., local start in Madrid. A win does what in terms of the discourse?
It staves off the they're helpless discussion, right? Because my main frustration, not only with the losing as we've gone over it ad nauseum, this doesn't happen, this level of losing by 20-plus points for four straight weeks, five losses overall, that's unusual. Doing nothing about it from four out of those 5 weeks, no adjustments, no demotion, no loss of responsibilities, no different offices, no firings, no trades, nothing happened until finally, begrudgingly, Dan Quinn said, okay, I'll call the plays into the headset now on defense. And that was at least something, but again, way late. It means that you actually finally have a counterpunch. It means that you've done something, you've made a change, and to at least some degree, it worked. They've had no answers for a month against any of the teams they're playing. That includes Dallas.
I think a win, as far as the dialogue next week and through the bye week, gets you to a point where you could say they can win a few more games this year. And the expectation becomes that they will, because now we'll have seen this defense find a way to play well enough to beat somebody. And then you have the bye week where they're only going to get healthier. Huge deal.
Yep.
You've still got a Denver team that's offensively challenged. Now, the Broncos are going to beat them because that's a championship-level defense. Minnesota, very winnable game depending on how J.J. McCarthy's playing in that game. But they're not a team that's putting people away, blowing teams out. And you play the Giants and then three more division games against Philly and Dallas. But if you can beat Miami this week, before that Denver game and the six-game stretch, I think now all of a sudden you look at it and you go, yeah, they could win a couple more games. And this could end up being moderately respectable for a disastrous season mm-hmm. where you're just completely destroyed by injuries, which is not where we're headed right now.
No.
We're headed in the HOV lane with an easy pass in the windshield at 72 miles an hour and the speed stick on, cruise control style, toward one of the worst, most disappointing, unfathomably bad seasons that we can remember with
ever.
This team.
Yeah. I mean, it's right there on the table for that 2013 season where everyone said 12, 13 wins, NFC title game, next step, and the bottom fell out. It was a disaster.
I don't think they're going to go 4-13. I don't. That would mean, by the way, that they go 1-6 the rest of the way. But if someone calls in today and says, I've got them at 4-13, as has happened in the last week or two, by the way, mm-hmm. you can no longer laugh them off the phone. You can no longer say, that's insane. What do you mean they're going to win one game the rest of the way? What have you seen that makes you think that that's an unreasonable, scolding hot take? They got destroyed by Detroit. They got pummeled by Seattle. They got embarrassed by Kansas City. They got rocked by Dallas. They haven't played competitive football in 5 weeks.
Yeah.
So, of course, they could go 1-6 in their next seven. But if you come out, you play a good game, and you beat the Dolphins, and it feels like, all right, the gauntlet stunk, but it's behind us. Now they're playing teams more on their level. They're not ready for the bright lights of the varsity schedule, but they can beat the meh teams like Miami, like Minnesota, like the Giants. They're going to be in a lot more games. I think that's what we'll be saying next week.
I think that's, you know, that makes sense, right? Okay, it's like it doesn't save anything. That's not now there's a turnaround coming, they're going to finish 10-7, but it's a, okay, this is no longer that level of disaster. This is a disappointing year. It's broken. It's bad. All the bad stuff still happened, and it shouldn't change anybody's reality. But it's not going to be this bad for the next six games. It's not going to be like this for the rest of the way, and they're not going to go 4-13. Maybe it's 5-12, but it's not going to be a nothing else good happens this year, and there's still a point to some of these exercises.
I just got a tweet from somebody, blessed in the DMV, who says if we win, we're going 10-7.
I love it.
And if we lose, we'll only go 9-8.
Because of the math, yeah.
I want whatever that guy's drinking today. Happy hour started early. They got a great bar here at Pupitella.
Yes, they do.
I'm looking over there. I see all wonderful bourbons. I see some Maker's Mark and all kinds of things that I would consume. I don't think they have anything strong enough to rival. I don't have a rival
here.
What this guy's drinking to say that if they win, he's got them at 10-7. Which means, if we're just doing some quick math here, that they would then rip off
six more wins,
six in a row, yeah, and win seven straight down the stretch.
Or we don't go or something like that?
If they win seven in a row, get to 10-7, and get into the playoffs, you won't want to see this team in January. Also,
imagine?
I'm not going to pull a Chris Russell and tell you like I'm walking to Ashburn, but I'm walking wherever you want me to walk. You know what I'm saying? Like, seven wins in a row right now with this group? Come on.
Yeah, I'll road trip to their playoff destination in like a rented 1980s car. You know what I mean? Like, what?
El Camino.
Seriously.
You'll just drive there, wherever it is.
Find somebody's old Datsun, and I'll get
Danny
on the road.
Has to drive to L.A.
Can you imagine that,
in a 1979 station wagon for some reason?
Like the LaRussos did, Karate Kid.
If they lose, what's the dialogue? This is the scarier one.
Yeah.
Now, if they lose really tight and really close, I actually think, as crazy as it sounds, it's going to be very positive comparatively. Like, even though they lost to a 3-7 team, and you're like, you got to be kidding me. When's the next win on this schedule now? Denver, Minnesota, both better than Miami,
yep,
coming up after the bye. And you're staring down the barrel of probably being 3-10 before you play the Giants. I think at least my takeaway is going to be, all right, the part of their schedule where they were losing by 20-plus is over. That's how I'm going to feel. Seriously.
Yeah.
The defense is now fixed to the point where you can hang, and you're not going to give up a touchdown on every drive. Dude, they were so bad against Seattle. They were down 28-0 in that game. They were so bad
down
against Detroit.
Yeah. I think the answer for me is, not necessarily for me personally, but I'm thinking about what the people, whoever they happen to be, are going to say. There's going to be a lot louder shouting about Dan Quinn. If you lose another one, you lose this one. And by the way, it's not crazy you could lose this game. You're underdogs, and it's international. It's a weird time. Everything about it's weird. We've seen plenty of strange results on Thursday nights, plenty of strange international results, the whole nine yards. But if you drop this one to lose six straight overall, and let's say it's two scores, or even if it's close, Dan Quinn is going to seem helpless. He'll seem inept. It'll be like the end of Rivera, where what is it you do? You finally made one change where you whispered the play calls that weren't working with bad personnel into the headset. But what changes have you made? What can you really do here? It'll feel ineffectual, right? Where there is no counterpunch. When everything's going great, you can ring the Brotherhood bell and talk about return to play metrics, candy, and all the other different things that they do. But when it's bad, you're up there with the same slogans, and it's just not working as you're falling down the mountain. I think the voices will get a lot louder. I'm not saying they're right. I don't think anything should happen. This, to me, was just you chalk it up and you now say you're back to neutral. Last year was great. This year was so bad. It cancels out. Now we're at zero. But we better start trending right soon, which is next offseason and the next year. But I think the voices will grow a lot louder for Dan Quinn.
Well, especially if they lose handily.
Yeah.
I don't think that's on the menu. They can't afford that. You can't get blown out again now. Not by a 3-17. When you get blown out by the really good teams, we can just say, oh, you're injured and they're great. And everyone moves on, and it's like it never happened. So what? Lost season. You can't get blown out by Miami and have people take your process seriously, your culture seriously, your building and your anything that you're doing. It's all questioned, and it should be. It's all understandably, at that point, questioned. Right? I mean, come on. At some point, you've got to show. I'm a process over results guy. But there's a difference between, again, being upset with them losing and them being upset getting destroyed. You've got to show something. And the gift is, eventually, guys, we're going to play a team that's in our weight class. Eventually, we're going to play a team that's comparable to us. Enter Sunday morning against Miami.
Identical records.
A coach that almost got fired a couple weeks ago and is probably not surviving the offseason in Mike McDaniel. A quarterback in Tua who almost got benched. Has been benched in games, by the way. But they have been calling in that fan base at points for him to be benched as their starter. And if he didn't make $50-plus million a year, he would be benched. He is so inconsistent and limits them, frankly, in a lot of significant ways. You don't get to get destroyed in this one. If you want us to believe that the brotherhood thing is working, I literally feel that strong about it. I mean, I'm sorry. This cannot be a no-show, no-energy game. You're playing an international contest. You told us the team was going to bond. You're on the flight together. And by the way, you start asking real questions about practice habits.
I'm going to do
preparation. And, like, seriously, man, like, are we taking anything seriously enough? Are we doing too many veteran NIR days? Like, all of that's on the table if you get waxed by a bad football team.
And I'm going to do something here. And this is Shouty Show. This is hot takey. This is inflammatory. This is something I try not to do.
Danny A. Smith.
I will tell you this, though. It rubbed me the wrong way. Some of the videos that I've seen, I'm not saying that's what the entire practice was. This isn't, you know, Chris Russell, Jay Gruden, ping pong table gate or anything like that. There seems to be a lot of, you know, Nationals cabbage relay race at spring training type stuff going on internationally for a team that has as much bad going on around them. And part of that may be by design, right, where you're trying to let them lighten up, have some fun, get back to the joy of football. But I'll tell you this, if you come out sloppy and Zach Ertz doesn't know the snap count despite never having practiced, it seems, for this team, and you are burning timeouts, you can't get the plays in on time, personnel groupings are shoddy, you come out sloppy and you're outclassed and you do get beat by a lot, man, oh man, am I going to overreact. Because I've seen them. I've seen the videos just like you have. We've been passing them around. And all you want to say is, five-game losing streak. Can we tighten it up? Can we just tighten it up a little bit? Just could you be as upset as I am? I understand that's not how things work, but I've seen enough of those videos that it grinded my gears a little bit.
No, I'm there. I get it. And I also know, like I'm not a body language guy. The worst thing you do, not you personally, although you sometimes do it.
I've done it.
Because a lot of us do it. But, I mean, the worst thing people do is, like, they'll watch Deebo Samuel jogging in a practice in May for 5 seconds and be like, he's slow and fat. And it's like, well, maybe he's just jogging right there. Are we sure? And the little video at the beginning of their practice where the coaches are dancing with the players and they're all high-fiving and then they run over bags for 13 seconds is a nothing burger. It means nothing.
It means nothing.
It's just the energy to start their day. It's like a teacher greeting you and being nice in the morning to start the math lesson. That's all it is. But when you've lost five in a row.
In this way,
and then you
lost.
Go out and you lose a bad one again to Miami.
I could feel it.
Just don't show me any more videos of
that. It's the hot take gurgling. It's like, I could feel it simmering up from my pelvis.
All right, let's go winning off the field next. You call us at 800-636-1067 on this Friday, and you tell us what little teeny tiny mini moral victory's gone your way today. Something to put you in a good mood, made you smile, that nobody else would care about. 800-636-1067. Remember, we're giving away Caps tickets in 20 minutes at 4 and at 5 o'clock as well, right here on The Fan.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
and then after that, oh. It is time to figure out how you are winning off the field. Grant and Danny welcoming you back live from Pupitella Pizza in Chantilly. You want to come out for happy hour, get some pizza, have a little dinner, bring the family out. We're going to be here until 6:30 today on a Friday field trip out and about. Appreciate everybody who has stopped through and said hello. And as I said, we're going to be out here for another hour and 45 minutes or so. So plenty of time for you to join us out here at Pupitella Pizza in Chantilly, right off of Route 50. In fact, Danny, that's a good way that we're winning off the field. You've got pizza in front of you.
I do, yes, I do, yeah.
We've been giving away some gift cards to listeners
today.
We have. People seem to be very proud and happy of the fact that we're out here giving away gift cards. Therefore, we are.
Winning off the field.
Hey, Bruce. What's up, bud?
Don't do it for me or Danny, though. Do it for Bruce Allen. Many, many years ago, in Ashburn, yep, he said these words that jump-started this segment.
Winning off the field.
That's what he said. There was other context to that quote, but he said that at that time. So here, I'll give you an example, Jeeps, if I may. We are going to have a complicated situation, all right?
Okay.
So everybody's working, right? My mother-in-law's down to help take care of the baby for today. The wife's got a work thing, and she's going to leave early tomorrow morning on her flight. Yada, yada, yada.
Where are we flying to?
Minnesota, just a couple weeks before you and I do.
Minnesota?
Isn't that wild? Yeah.
Let's go.
She's going to Minneapolis, Minnesota, to visit some friends. A bunch of us are gathering there. It's going to be grand. So, but the point of the dude's story is, tonight, whoa, we're supposed to have a little bit of a thing where my seven-year-old has some late-season soccer. They're getting ready for a big tournament the first weekend of December, which is very exciting. It's very cool. It's awesome he's playing on this club. But they were supposed to have a scrimmage tonight. You got school. You got me out here in Chantilly. I got a stand-up show in Arlington tonight I'm rushing to that Ryan's not coming to, even though it's about 100 yards from his apartment. And we weren't going to be able to do all the different things. It's going to be really, really hard. We got this little notification. Hey, y'all. I don't know why they said y'all, but they didn't really. But like, hey, y'all. No soccer tonight. The other team that we were going to scrimmage didn't have the right numbers. We're not going to do it. We'll do it next week.
Oh, that's amateur hour.
A little bit easier. A little bit easier, though, for your boys. It's not happening tonight. One less thing to worry about. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
Very used soccer. You know what I mean?
Very used soccer.
Someone didn't have uniforms for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah.
I need everyone to have uniforms and numbers.
With you on that.
Let's just get that together before the scrimmage.
Before.
Not after. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Tim, who's in Woodbridge on Grant and Danny. What's up, Tim? Thanks for the call, brother. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you guys doing?
We're okay, man.
Chilling, man.
Yeah. Grant, I think I saw you in Lorton the other day. You were in my business. You come often in my business in the Lorton Town Center there.
What, he was like in your face? Like, ooh, all up in your business or in your place
getting
of work?
Yeah,
he
in your was. Business.
I had to kick him out, actually, man.
Yeah.
It was a
right.
Oh, no.
Well, he's always engaging in stuff. Remember the time he yelled at that referee at the high school football game? Like, Grant's always starting stuff.
We got into it.
You got, you know, we can't keep good things, you know. Can't have nice things around here, you know.
That's right.
No, my winning off the field is, I was telling you, guy, my engine blew. And so it's an older car. And I was, like, going to the dealer and everything. Then I went to the manufacturer. And I was getting prices of like over $7,000-$8,000 for a new engine. I'm like, I can't do that.
Oh, no, that's a car, yeah.
I went to the manufacturer, Hyundai. They said for this car, it was a recall. All things were paid for. I got a brand new engine.
Attaboy.
Winning off the field.
Congrats on that. I tell you what, you never know when you show up at a place to get your car worked on.
That's right.
What they're going to tell you. But it has never once been less than I anticipated. Or
you'll be surprised to find out it's more.
It has never been exactly what I thought was the problem and nothing else. Like, it's often that, but also you need to do this now. Like, yeah, we'll help you with this. But did you know this is the problem too? And I'm not saying anybody's lying to me. I'm just telling you I'm batting 1,000 on that.
Uh-huh. Where it's never the all you need is this little top or this little gauge or whatever.
I'm getting my light fixed and I want my battery swapped out or whatever. We'll do those two things. But did you also know it's time to do this, and here's $670 bill?
Yeah, your alternator, your Guernsey, your under half, the quarter zip. You know, like what?
Let's go to Matt in Stafford.
All pummeled.
What's up, Matt? How are you?
Hey, doing great, man. Good to talk to you both. Have you ever been in a situation where you drop a guy in fantasy football
and then maybe a day later you kind of regret it. Well, I picked up Captain Rodriguez last week, and I knew he was going to get some touches. He had a shoulder injury. I dropped him. Come to look at my roster the next week, I knew I'd needed him. So I put a bid in for him, found out this morning that I won the bid by $2 of $5, and I got Captain Rodriguez back in Spain, and he's going to crush it. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
Respectfully to our guy Matt Stafford. That's a tough place to be in a fantasy league where you need to spend a $5 waiver budget on Chris Rodriguez.
Is he talking about Chris?
I think so.
He kept calling him captain.
I hope it's a 38-team league.
Okay.
Where there's not that many free agents.
I was hoping there was a player I didn't know about who's really good at fantasy football named Captain Rodriguez.
Captain. What, his real first name is Captain?
Right.
You need all 16 yards of C-Rod this week?
There isn't much worse in fantasy football, though, than when you have to pay for a guy you recently cut.
Yeah.
He was on your team.
That's not a good place.
And then you released him, and now not only is he not going to help you much, but at least you're going to pay money to have him not help you very much.
Oh, that's killer.
I think you could score a tutty for him this weekend.
You might get a little tutty.
Let's go to Jimmy in Chantilly. Jimmy, we're in Chantilly. What the heck are you doing, man? We're at Pupitella. Come on by.
I was there.
Oh, hey, Jimmy.
That's
so take that, Grant.
I will. What do you got, Jimmy?
So I stopped in to see you guys. I heard you were on the radio and signed up for one of your raffles and won the raffle.
So, let's go.
You won the raffle.
Jimmy won a raffle.
You won the raffle.
Attaboy. Winning off the field.
Winning off the field.
You and a few other listeners are taking home some gift cards today.
Uh-huh.
I've seen we've done a $50 gift card to
Dick's Sporting Goods, I saw, yeah.
We've done a $50 gift card to what else, Shaq? What else you had?
Nike.
Let's go.
Nike. That's a brand.
Bass Pro Shops?
Yeah, Nike Bass Pro Shops, a crossover.
Beltway Blitz is next. We're going to be giving away Caps tickets as soon as we return at the top of the hour ahead of the Blitz. We've also got Caps tickets at 5. We'll scout the opponent with Leroy Hurd at that time, who covers the Dolphins. All coming up on Grant and Danny.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.